This city park is over 5 times the size of Central Park in New York City. People not only come here to enjoy nature and recreational opportunities, but many don't realize the impact some of the acres in this park have on the industry of agriculture. The story's next on the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the 1820s, Francis Wright established a farm in what is today the Germantown area of Memphis, Tennessee, where he helped train many former slaves on skills they could use as free men. You can still find some of the remnants of that farm, but the city of Memphis grew up around this area. Although, as Bill Smith will tell you, you still don't see the city here.
I'm from Nebraska, and when I look out of my office, I see a center pivot and I see corn. I could have fallen out of an airplane and think I'm in central Nebraska, but I'm not. I'm here in the Delta in Memphis, inside a city.
He's speaking of Shelby Farms, one of the largest urban parks in the nation, 5 times larger than Central Park in New York City.
About 1,000 acres was dedicated towards agriculture research, and the balance was for city and community parks. There's buffalo herd across the road. There's trails park for the citizens to utilize on a day-to-day basis.
From 1929 to 1964, this area was a penal farm, with prisoners growing food for the prison system. In the 70s, the area transitioned to a park. Bill is the strategic marketing manager with Helena, and his company, along with a handful of others, are here on acres devoted to agricultural research and projects with ties to the outdoors.
Helena's certainly here, but so is BSF. Syngenta has a position here. Case IH has been here historically, doing tractor testing here. And right across the road is something kind of unique, too. It's the world headquarters for Ducks Unlimited. They're right here in Memphis on this campus.
Helena has labs along with some farm fields where they do research. All ground used by these companies is leased from the park. And since this is a city park, visitors can come and use the grounds for a multitude of recreation opportunities every day. Traveling the countryside in Memphis, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McRae.